In today's gospel, Christ raises Lazarus from the dead. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus, from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this, and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, and even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who was coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still with Martha, where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up and quickly go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, untie him and let him go. Now many of the Jews had come to Mary and seen what he had done, began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Most of us here this morning have had the experience of sitting in our living room in front of the television watching the news and seeing some disaster, tornado someplace, a hurricane, maybe pictures of the war. And when we see all of that devastation, you know, we feel bad for those people, we maybe say a prayer for them, and we think to ourselves, I'm glad it's not me. And, you know, what that points out to me, what I share that with you this morning for this reason, that it points out the big difference between being a witness to something or observer to something and actually participating in it. It's a whole different experience. If you and I were the ones experiencing the tornado or bombs falling on us, it would be a whole different experience than just watching it occur. Tremendous difference between being a witness or observer and actually participating in something. Now, I share that with you this morning because I think sometimes we tend to look at the gospel as witnesses. We sit here on Sunday morning, we listen to the stories, we listen to see what Jesus is doing, and we think to ourselves, you know, that's nice. But we don't see it as our story so much. It happened once, there, then. We don't see it as involving us directly. We tend to look at it as a witness. That would be a terrible mistake. Because when Christ speaks or acts or teaches, that's for all time, for every person. It's not just for the people he was interacting with. The gospel is always our story. Think about the raising of Lazarus that we've heard this morning. We've heard the story many times before. In fact, some of you probably remember that great movie, The Greatest Story Ever Told. Max von Sydow, the great Swedish actor, played Jesus. It's a very powerful scene in the movie. You probably see it on television again at Easter time. The raising of Lazarus in that movie was a very powerful rendition of it. Jesus is standing before the tomb. They roll the stone back. He raises his hands in prayer. Then he shouts out, Lazarus, come out. The music swells. And Lazarus comes out. Powerful scene. But again, the danger is for us to witness it, not see it as our story. But it is our story, you see. Because someday, you and I are going to be Martha and Mary. If we haven't already been, we will be. We'll be the ones who have lost somebody. Spouse, friend, hopefully not a child. We'll be the ones who are grieving. And more to the point, someday, you and I will be Lazarus. We'll be the one in the tomb. We'll be the one with the stone rolled over us, so to speak. It'll be us. And so, it's our story. It really is. But that's the point, you see, because when Jesus today calls out, Lazarus, come out, what he's promising is to do the same thing for you and me. Doesn't he say that in the scripture today? I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. I am the resurrection and the life. It's your story, my story. You know, you might have heard that old anecdote, which is kind of sobering, I think, but very real. It goes like this. Someday a group of people will gather at a cemetery for a while, and they all will leave and go home except for one person. That one person will be you. You and I will be Lazarus. But isn't it wonderful to know? Because this is our story. Every time Jesus speaks and does something, it's our story. And he's going to call us out too. Call us out. Some years ago now, the great American playwright, Eugene O'Neill. Now, Eugene O'Neill probably is one of the greatest playwrights on the American stage. He won a Nobel Prize for literature. He won 4 Pulitzer Prizes. Great playwright. One of his lesser-known works was a play called And Lazarus Laughed. Tells the story of Lazarus, who's been raised from the dead. And everybody's wondering, you know, what he experienced, what's like. And so they keep asking him questions. And Lazarus' answer to them always was this: there is no death, only the laughter of God. There is no death, only the laughter of God. And he laughs. Lazarus laughs. And every time they question him, he laughs. Says the same thing and he laughs. But some of them can't believe him, you know. So finally, at the end of the play, they put him to death. Now remember that when we see Lazarus being raised today by Jesus, this is what we call a reanimation. His human soul is reunited with his body to life in this world. But even in the gospel, Lazarus would have to die again. That was not resurrection yet. Reanimation, coming back to life in this world, is not resurrection. What Christ promised Lazarus ultimately in you and me is resurrection, not just reanimation, new life, glorified life, called forth to be with him forever. Maybe you and I, unlike Lazarus in that play, can't laugh at death. One thing we can do, we can praise God for the promise that is ours, that one day he will call out, Frank, Donna, Eugene, Mary, come out. And I'll come out, and you'll come out. Because this is our story. May God bless you.